Welcome to Fitness Disrupted, a production of iHeartRadio. I am Tom Holland, and this is Fitness Disrupted. Why you should consider doing two-a-days. For many of you, this is going to be a completely counterintuitive concept. And when I talk about two-a-days, what I mean is two workouts a day. And for many of you, again, you're going to go, wait a minute. Tom, the number one barrier for most people to getting in their exercise is what? Time. So what you're saying to us is two times? Find two times throughout the day to get a workout in? And the answer is yes. The answer is yes. Let's talk about two-a-days, just generally speaking. You know, as I was preparing for this show, I was thinking of all the different kind of ways that two-a-days come into play when it's about exercise and sports and things. And we can go all the way back to those of you who played sports. For me, it was high school football and hockey. And for high school football, we had Hell Week. And it was 2 weeks just before school started in the, you know, heat of summer. And we had two-a-days. Sometimes three-a-days, but generally it was long two-a-days, right? So what was that? You had one long morning workout. You went home or stayed for lunch. And then you had an evening workout. And then when you study, look at competitive runners who are especially endurance athletes, endurance runners, those type of athletes who are putting in mega miles. You know, the top marathon runners put in over 100 miles per week. Well, they have to do two-a-days, right? And they are, generally speaking, doing two-a-days almost every day other than their rest day. So they are doing a morning run and an evening run most days of the week. And then you could look at bodybuilders. And back when I was doing natural bodybuilding, one of the stranger things I have experienced in my career, but as I talk frequently about, all of this stuff gave me this knowledge, this incredible breadth of experience, and absolutely bodybuilders are going to the gym twice a day, most days of the week. And now I can just hear you saying, well, Tom, we're not high school football players, we're not competitive runners, and we're certainly not bodybuilders. That's okay. Even if all of these specific types of athletes and workouts aren't even remotely close to your goals, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And especially as we get older, two-a-days can make more sense. Now, there's no one-size-fits-all for anything. And I'm not asking or even suggesting for the vast majority of you that you do them every day or, you know, 6 days a week and a rest day off like many of the top athletes. No, but it's an option. And I'm going to give you all the reasons why it is a smart option and a doable option. Again, regardless of your goals. And in the end, what does it come down to? It comes down to consistency. Getting it in and doing it for a lifetime. And yes, it ties into that theme that I'm all about the shorter workouts. And that is the special sauce behind the two-a-days. Because I'm not asking you or even suggesting the vast majority of you do long workouts if and when you do two-a-days. No, that's the beauty of it. All right, quick break. When we come back, going to get into it and how the two-a-day concept answers so many common questions as well as solves so many common roadblocks to you being successful with your fitness program and your health and wellness program and being as healthy as possible. All right, quick break. We'll be right back. So what are the common questions and the common roadblocks that the two-a-day concept deals with? Well, as I said at the start, the number one issue for so many people, time. But again, you're saying, so how does two-a-days possibly solve that issue? Because we're talking about shorter workouts. Shorter workouts. And when it comes to considering shorter workouts, it's not just about time. It's the mental aspect of it. Okay, so even if you have the time, as so many people suddenly did, thanks to COVID, right? What was the, and is the issue? You go, oh, now I have time. Why am I not doing? It's a mental thing. It's a mental thing. And I'm always using myself as an experiment of one, even though, yes, this is my job and, you know, different goals, obviously, within that than so many of you. But it doesn't matter when it comes down to just the mental aspect of, I don't necessarily want to go out and go to the gym for an hour or go out and do an hour of certain workouts. No, it is so much easier to wrap our heads around those shorter sessions. So time is a huge factor in this concept. Number two, that common question, which should you do first, right? Should you do cardio first or should you do strength first? Well, here's an interesting wrinkle. What if you broke them up? What if you broke them up? Now, for those of you who are going to the gym exclusively, doesn't make sense maybe for the vast majority of you. You're like, I'm going to the gym, Tom. I've got an hour. I'm going to do both. Okay, fine. This is an option. But so many people now are figuring out how easy, effective, doable, fun it is to exercise at home. And you can do both and should do both if that's what you want to do. I still go to the gym occasionally, as I talk about. But I do the vast majority of my movement and strength work outside the gym now. So what should you do first? What if you broke it up? What if you broke it up at home? Okay. And third question, concept that comes up so frequently is how should I, a person, schedule their workouts? And it usually is, give me the least amount I can do and get the greatest results. I get it. But just think now about those concepts of, okay, you don't have to go to the gym. And you certainly don't have to do a continuous hour. But yes, you need to do your strength and you need to do your cardio. You need to do your five components of fitness. And when you break up those workouts, it is so much easier to do. And so, generally speaking, it's going to be a morning workout. And ideally, as early as you can get it in, because there's no distractions, as I've talked about, and you are much more likely to get it done early in the morning than you are in the evening. And I'll talk about that. And that is a consideration in how you schedule it. But this is a common question. How should I schedule my workouts? Well, what if you broke it up this way into an AM and a PM workout? It's just so much more palatable for so many of you, if you truly sit down and think about it, because it's those 20 to 30 minute workouts. And this is backed by science. That is why my newest book is The Micro Workout Plan. Now, that's 5 minute workouts, but they are meant to be done in so many different ways, including, as I call it, stacking them and taking 4 5-minute workouts and making it a 20. Or 6 5-minute workouts and making it a 30. It's so much easier to wrap your head around. It's so much easier to do. And the science is ridiculously strong in showing that short workouts work. Now, the delineation. You know, when I discussed my concept with Dr. Daniel Lieberman and told him, yeah, 5-minute micro workouts, he goes, no, it's too short. What he meant, and I got it, was when we're talking about cardio, that's different. That's different. It's not to say that a 5-minute cardio session is not valuable and burns calories and makes you feel good. And if you have 5 minutes and that's all you have, jumping rope for 5 minutes, doing burpees, you can make a 5-minute block super effective. But yes, by and large, your longer workout can and should be cardiovascular. But you can still do a 25 to 30 minute cardio workout, 25 to 30 minute strength workout. And that is what I am doing now. I can't say that enough, that every single piece of advice I give you, I'm living, I'm doing, and I have done with my clients, thousands of people over the years. And that's not to say that there's some of you, I get it, who are like, Tom, I love going to the gym. I love doing hour workouts. I love doing 2-hour workouts. Awesome. This is an option. And this is for so many of you who are still trying to figure it out and still saying, I don't want to go to the gym. I don't want to do an hour. And I have no idea how to break up my routine. So doing an AM and a PM workout is going to work for so many of you people. And especially, it is really going to help you do those things that you're not doing. That is one of the most important aspects of this. What do I mean by that? Your weak links, your problem areas, your prehab and or your rehab. You know, and for so many people, that's your lower back, your shoulders, your knees. One or all of the above. For me, it's my shoulder. High school football, back to the two-a-days. Running back at kickoff, only injury I've really had in my lifetime, football in high school. So I need to make sure I darn well do my shoulder internal, external rotations on top of everything else. But that's where I've had trauma to my body. And so I have to stay on top of that even more than everything else, just because that was weakened decades ago. So if you are wrapping your head around, all right, I got to do cardio, and Tom's saying I need to do shoulders, and my lower back hurts, you go, oh, I got to do this all at once, you're so much less likely to do it. But if you say, you know what, I'm going to do my cardio in the morning, and that could be walking the dog, that could be riding your bike, going for, you know, a walk with a friend, doing stand-up paddle, whatever it is, and you go, I'm going to do a half hour. And then you say, okay, and then in the evening, I'm going to do my strength work, 20 minutes. And it's not just 20 minutes. It's not only 20 minutes. It's 20 minutes. Can you imagine how strong and healthy and injury and pain-free you would be if you did 20 minutes of lower back, shoulders, and, you know, leg strengthening? Did that several times a week? Incredible. But that's why I am hammering home this get away from thinking you have to do an hour. And it can be anything, as I said. So when you think of your 30 minutes, you go, okay, what's my cardio? What's my strength? And here's an incredible concept too, for those of you who are runners and are like me, getting older, 52. I break up my run. So instead of doing, you know, longer runs all the time, as I used to do, not longer, but mid to long runs, let's just say, it is easier on my body to do a 5-mile run and a 3-mile run than a straight 8. I will still do those occasionally, and, you know, but I break it up. I break it up. So I get the miles in, just not all at the same time. And now here's an incredible benefit of doing it that way as well. You're getting 2 hits of the feel-good hormones, 2 hits of the stress reduction and all of those other things that come with it. But this is what you have to think about. And you have to be honest. This is all about honesty when it comes to what you eat, what you are going to do consistently. So when you are scheduling, you say, okay, Tom, I'm going to take you up on this. I'm going to do 25 to 30 minute workouts twice a day, not every day, but I'm going to try to break up my routine and see how that works for me. You are much more likely, as I've talked about in other podcasts, to be successful and consistent with what you do first thing in the morning before all the distractions kick in. So do you put what you enjoy the most then, or do you put your prehab? Kind of those exercises you're not crazy about, but you know you need to do, and maybe you're doing them in physical therapy and you have to do them at home as well. So you need to be honest with yourself. And what I am generally doing now for myself is, it's the cardio in the morning, and then I'm doing the strength in the home gym at night. And right now it's while I'm watching hockey. Now, for some of you, you're like, going to get it all done in the morning. Okay. If you are being consistent, then that's what's working for you. So if you're like, Tom, I'm not going to break it up. I got perfectly fine. But you got to be honest. If it's working for you and you are consistent and have been for a long time, whatever works for you, that's what works for you. Are you getting in your cardio and your strength? Those are the questions you're asking. But it's about movement and activity throughout the day, as I talk about so frequently. And two-a-days, over time, can get to three-a-days, four-a-days, five-a-days. That's my micro-workout plan. Because there are days I don't want to do my shoulder prehab exercises with everything else. So that's a five-minute workout I do separate. But that's not the concept of today's show. But my point is that when you learn that it doesn't mean it's not all about going to the gym, you don't have to do an hour. You break up your routine. You go, okay, Tom, I'm doing the 30 and the 30. That seems to work. I like that. But you know what? I don't like the evening strength as much with the 30, so I want to break that up. You can do that as well. So that's the point of today's show. There are so many different ways to break up your routine. But we're going to look at the science and then the human behavior part, which is so often overlooked, especially with the science. I mean, what I love is we are living in this crazy time about science, 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 but you can't have the blinders on, as we do today, I would argue. I'm not going to get into that. But in other words, we look at the exercise science, and then we look at what people are going to actually do. And the great news is there's no science that says 60 minutes is the be-all, end-all. It's the opposite, actually. Because most people are going to do that. And let me also just throw in there for, you know, argument's sake, this is again why I do triathlon, because it forces me to do these shorter, different workouts throughout the day, forces me to do that. So I'm going to jump on the bike now for 30 minutes and I'm going to go for a 30 minute run. And let me tell you that at 52, that's mentally challenging because I used to have the time and the desire to go longer for all of those. But I went out, I was in Buffalo, two kids playing hockey tournament over the weekend. Final morning we were there, I had 30 minutes early in the morning to if I wanted to, get out and get in a workout. And I went out for a run and it was like, last day. No. And it was one of the greatest runs I've had in a long time. Found this incredible trail through the gorge, Niagara Falls. But years ago, I would not have gone out for just 30 minutes and I would have thought just use that term that I forbid you from using. But that's the point. What great news that 25, 30 minutes makes a huge difference. Think of how much easier it is to wrap your head around that, how much easier it is to get up 30 minutes earlier rather than an hour, and to do that at home, and then to do your strength later in the day. And one final thought, I sweat like crazy, as I've talked about. So like doing cardio and strength, which do you do first? If I were at the gym, I almost have to do, if I were, I don't generally break it up this way or rarely did at all. But my point is that if I did cardio first and I sweat a lot with strength as well, but more with cardio, there's no way I can get on the machines or start using the equipment. So that is a great example of which do you do first? Well, there's factors involved. And sweat is one of them and where you are. But there is no one way. There's no one way. Short is easier to be consistent with, and short doesn't mean less effective. And this is a really fun way to start to think about your routine. Split the strength in the cardio if that's going to work for you. And here's how I do it now. Just another option for you. I am doing 30-minute routine, upper body one day, 30-minute routine, lower body the next. So it's generally Monday, Wednesday, Friday, upper body and core, Tuesday, Thursday, and ideally Saturday, but I'm trying to get in a minimum of 2 days of lower body because that's my least favorite. I'm a guy. We want to do the biceps, generally speaking, right? But if I thought about, every day I got to do a full body routine now, I wouldn't do it. So when you break it up into two-a-days, as counterintuitive as it may seem, you are more likely to do it. All right. Have you rated the show? Have you commented yet? If you have not, please do so. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to reach out with questions and comments, I haven't done a listener mailbag show in a while, so it's time. And that comes from you reaching out and asking questions. You can do that. Tom H. Fit is Instagram and Twitter for me, Tom H. Fit. You go to fitnessdisrupted.com, email me through the site. The newest website for me is Tom Holland Fitness. That is all my fitness content, slowly loading it all into there. So all of the videos and workouts and fitness shoots with all the exercise, it's all going to be there. And there's a lot there already. So that's my subscription site. You can also ask me questions through the forum there. Just a great, great fun thing that I have in progress. And remember, I love what I do. I'm so passionate about helping you live your best life. And I get really offended and really angry when people take your money and your time and your desire, your confidence to have your best life. Not going to happen here. All right. There are three things we control: how much we move, what we put into our mouths, and our attitudes. And that is awesome. I am Tom Holland, exercise physiologist, certified sports nutritionist. Believe in yourself. Fitness Disrupted is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.